AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
My guest tonight is actor, producer, and author, and he just so happens to be my best friend in the world. His new book is called Nubia, The Awakening. Please welcome my brother, Omar Epps. Omar! Look at it, Omar!
Yeah, you know.
Looking good, brother.
I mean, it's a little weird because we grew up together. We've known each other since we were like 11 years old.
I know Omar. We were in high school. I know him since high school. And when we first met, Omar in high school, he used to carry around this little blue ball. He was skinny, had a big-ass head and shoulders. But he looked like an arrow, but you could just put him in the thing and sling him. And he just had a big-ass head, and he had this little blue ball, and he would just bounce it all around. And all I could think was, I want to kick his ass.
For no good reason, because the thing was, you remember Rocky, the first movies? He had the blue ball. So that was my thing. I was, like, drinking raw eggs and bouncing the blue ball like Rocky. And so I thought I could kick somebody's ass. And plus, in the cafeteria, I used to chill with all the girls, you know what I'm saying? And so Marlon was jealous.
I wasn't jealous.
He thought I was gay.
You know what I'm saying? You get a little blue ball, you know what I'm saying? He double dutching. I'm like, something up. But then I found out that you had a devious plan. Your plot was to hang around the girls and be the friendly guy, and you'd be friends over time and wear them down. You ain't shit.
No, I mean, you know, hey, persistence, it works. You know, you gotta have resilience.
We actually didn't like each other until we almost fought. And we was in the lock one, and then we got each other in the headlock.
Yeah, we got to the stalemate.
Yeah, and
we were stuck.
No, because we had the same technique. I remember I had you like this, and you was digging this part of your wrist into my jaw, and I was digging that into your head, and you was like, yo, we got the same technique. We should join forces.
Yeah. You know what's funny is, it's the truth. That's what makes it funny. We literally got stuck, and then we got cool after that, and we've been thick as thieves ever since then.
Yeah, I'm glad, We had some good times. What people don't know about Omar is, like, you're a really funny dude. You're actually one of the funniest dudes I know. I mean, you ain't never did a comedy. I want you to do more comedy.
I know.
But what they don't know about me is that I can act. So we both have the same skill set. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
But see, Omar's not a comedian, so they don't expect it from you. So, you know, I can say anything. You say the same thing, and you get slapped. I get laughs.
Because you light-skinned. We've been going through this since high school. We both say the same thing. People get offended when I say it. I'm like, what? He just said the same thing.
Oh, so you go, oh, he's a different color black.
Mm. Yeah.
what's, like, your most monumental moment in our friendship?
In our friendship?
Yeah, like, what do you remember?
Oh,
like,
man,
most?
It's there, honestly, there have been so many. I mean, the birth of your kids and, you know, obviously, God bless Mama Love's passing. And just us growing up, man, just being innocent kids in the city. I remember we used to be like, all right, let's not take the train or the bus. Let's walk, you know, down from 66 in Amsterdam and walk for 40 blocks and, you know, maybe meet a girl, get a number, get a slice of pizza.
Those are really sweet memories. All my memories is like, I remember when you fell asleep and Omar asleep with his eyes open like this.
Yeah.
And me, him, and Tupac Shakur was hanging out because y'all did Juice together.
Oh, my goodness.
And Omar sleeping like this.
Are you really bringing this up?
And what people don't know about Pac is like he was a funny dude.
He was a funny dude.
So Omar sleeping like this, and Omar and Pac went and took his balls and put them out and put them right near Omar's mouth, so it looked like Omar's like this. Yo, I remember one time.
Why did you just do that?
I don't know. Because you're talking about all these sad memories. My love passing. And, you know, I remember the baby's born and the umbilical cord and the shape of it.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, nigga, where's the jokes? Come on now. We had some good times.
I was mad at Pac for that, though. I was super mad. Like, yo, son, you really gonna do that?
Yeah, but
like,
you always get mad. You ain't gotta, you gotta work on that. You got anger issues, man.
I don't have anger. If somebody take their nuts out next to your mouth while you sleep, like that. That would have went viral right now. This is when we used to take Polaroids.
Like, yeah, but see, you should have just woke up like that, bop, just hit him one time.
I was asleep.
And it was just did like this, like a speed bag. The funny thing, yo, kids, you get mad a lot. Remember one time, okay,
I don't even know what's gonna happen right now.
Okay, one time, like, we was in. Remember when you got caught stealing the orange strawberry?
Oh, goodness. Are you still gonna? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so
go
we ahead, go ahead. To the supermarket. Omar was a shoplifter, and I didn't know this. I found out he was a shoplifter, and we went to in the store.
It was a store on 42nd Street.
Yeah.
Me, you, and Mitch went, and you know, I felt like I should be, you know,
This was at the time when Do the Right Thing was out.
Yeah.
And the man said, we get to the counter, and Omar's, and I go pay for my chips, and Omar's at the counter, and the guy goes, what about the juice in your pocket?
And I said, what juice?
And the guy goes, the juice right in your
and
pocket.
And Marvin goes, yeah, what juice?
No,
and they turned it to Do the Right Thing.
Yeah, like, we was like, man, you doing it because we black.
Yeah.
You doing it because he dark-skinned. You ain't mess with me because I'm light-skinned. The dark-skinned brother, because he's a different color dark black. You going to blame him. And then the guy's going
meanwhile,
right
I'm
there.
Meanwhile, I'm sweating bricks because I got the juice in my pocket.
And Omar goes in his pocket. He don't pull out a juice. It wasn't like a little juice. He pulled out like a 96-ounce bottle of juice. And I saw this, and I immediately went, oh, my God. I'm telling everybody. I left the store. The next day, Omar came to school. I laughed so hard. The next day, Omar came to school. And everybody kept walking up to him. There was like a crack. He was on the escalator. And all he heard
oh
was, Omar got, Omar got caught stealing. Omar got caught stealing. Omar got caught stealing. Orange strawberry banana juice. You were so mad. You were so mad.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That actually happened.
We went to performing arts. Shout out to LaGuardia High School.
Shout out.
What was your favorite role of all the movies? Because you've done a lot of great work. Like,
yeah.
I remember, like, your whole career. I remember, like, man, there was this one role you did, Higher Learning.
Yeah.
I remember I watched that movie, and your ending scene was so powerful. I was sitting there in awe. I was speechless. And at the end of the movie, he's just walking away. And I said, in my head, I said, bro, you walking toward $1 million right now.
I remember you actually
happened.
Saying
you
that.
You got $1 million for your next movie. And I was just so proud because I was like, damn, I ain't treating for shit no more.
Thank you.
What was
Thank
your
you.
Your favorite role?
You know what, yo, I always look at it like I feel like each role is a piece of a mosaic that's a bigger thing.
that will be done once it's said and done, for once my time on this earth is done. So I don't have a favorite role. I pour the same amount into every role that I pour into the next one. And for me, but as you know, there's nothing like the first.
Right.
You know, that cute. First, yeah, that first role is just like, oh.
You know what's crazy is, as you was telling me that, I was sitting there going, where the f*** did you learn the word mosaic? What? What are you talking about? No, but you're an author now, man. This made me so proud of you. This book, I was like, this is the dude that cut every class, is writing books.
Yeah.
I couldn't even read your notes that you passed to me in class. They were in some graffiti or weird language, but man, I'm so proud of you. What inspired you to write this book?
Well, I just, it's a coming of age book about these three teens. It takes place in 2098. And I just was imagining, what's the world gonna look like? Like, what's society gonna look like? And more importantly, like for me, because we're born and raised in New York, right. What's New York gonna look like, you right. know, to those kids? And I just started dissecting it and breaking it down and really trying to look through the eyes of a budding mind. You know, because I'm really, you know, my mother was an educator.
Right.
So I'm really into speaking to kids at different schools and things of that nature and offer what I can. And this is my offering in that way of, hey, climate change has happened. It's about classism. It's about sexism. It's about, you know, racism is still in there. All the isms. And then how do we, you know, spin that on its head? Because it's really about these kids who are like trying to figure themselves out. Cause you know, that 14, 15 year old stage is an awkward part of life. Right. Like just for anyone.
Right.
So it doesn't matter where you come from. You could be from Arkansas, Nebraska, or you could be from an urban space like Chicago or New York or Atlanta or whatever. And I believe that there's something in there for every kid to take away. Cause it's also about escapism, to give them something to like, get them through the next day, you know?
I read the book, and it's amazing, and I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
I swear, it wasn't until that explanation you just gave me, I thought you cheated off somebody to write this book, but now I know.
you do know
them big words. I love you, my brother. You guys, go get the book. It's on Amazon right now.
It's on Amazon.
Give it up for my brother, Omar Epps. Omar's book, The Awakening, now.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
My guest tonight is an actor. actor and a producer, and you know him from Boys in the Hood and the Best Man franchise. He's here to talk about the new limited series, The Best Man, The Final Chapters, which is streaming right now on Peacock. Please welcome Maurice Chestnut!
I'm on the Leslie Jones show.
Oh my God, Maurice!
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you.
My God, you are the epitome of black don't crack, bro. You are beautiful.
Thank you. Let me just say though, first of all, you were so kind and generous from the whole cast and the whole production. Thank you for all the posts that you did for us when the streaming show came
out.
We truly appreciate you.
I was telling the truth. It is one of the best things I've watched in a long time.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Going to be good because you guys have great actors. Y'all are already good actors. It's a great plot. You have a great director.
Yes.
And you spent time on everything. It's just so appreciated.
Thank you so much. And thank you for watching. Thank all you guys for watching. Everybody out there in TV land. Thank you.
So good.
Thank you.
Now, I was talking to you this about earlier. I know every time somebody meets you, I know I said, if I ever meet Maurice Chestnut, the first thing that's going to come out my mind, my mouth is, why didn't you zigzag down that alley?
I get that all the time. I get that all the time.
I cry every time on that part.
Do you?
Every time.
Well, you know, now, I mean, I cry too because I can't be in the sequel, right? I can't be in the sequel.
Is it going to be a sequel?
No, it won't be a sequel.
Oh, man. Because I'll tell you, especially when your mama was looking at that car and she was like, my baby passed. Oh my God, it's so good.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so this is what I want to know. Uh-huh. Most people stick around, you know, a long time in this business, and they don't look as good as you. How you keep it so tight?
thank you. You know, I just try to live right, eat right, and exercise, and drink a lot of water and all that type of stuff.
Are you like a heavy exercise person? Like you work out every day? You have a trainer? Or
I work out a lot, yes. I'm always at the gym, like probably 6-7 days a week at least.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. How many more days is in the week?
Well, you know, I mean, for the most part, when I'm really always at the gym, but that's like my outing. I mean, I don't stay out late. I mean, my outing for the day is going to the gym. That's kind of like my social activity. I go to the gym and go home.
Wow. Yeah. He a good man, Savannah. So when you started doing this movie, the series, uh-huh. The Best Man series, how many people asked you to be their best man? I mean, how many bachelor parties have you arranged?
No, because judging by what I did to the Taye Diggs character in the first movie,
yeah.
I don't get too many invites I don't get too many. Listen, I mean, you know, a lot of people, they do enjoy the movie. They do have a lot of questions, and they always say to me sometimes, well, you know, I want to make sure my best man didn't sleep with my girl and all that type of stuff, but yeah.
Oh, okay, so you get a lot of that.
I get a lot of that, yeah.
Now, the story is about, you know, navigating several friendships mm-hmm. and a lot of drama and stuff. Now, do you have a lot of drama in your actual life?
I don't actually. I do have a close-knit friend group. I have, you know, friends that I've been friends with since, you know, second grade, and, you know, a lot of friends that I've been friends with a long time. Our only drama is when it comes to sports. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when my team loses, I got to hear a lot of mess.
Oh.
But luckily, I'm an Eagles fan. Any Eagles fans in the house? So we're doing all right this year. So I've been delivering a lot of drama to some people in my friend group.
Maurice, it's about the Giants here. Okay, thanks.
Wow. Okay. You're right. Hey, it's gonna be a good game though. It's gonna be a good game.
We gonna win.
My condolences to you guys early though.
No.
My condolences to you.
Thank you. Giants eat Eagles.
That's
thanks.
What's happening. Okay. I'm gonna get on social media after the game now. Let's exchange.
You wanna talk smack with me, baby.
Well, no, I can't do that. I've learned. Never talk smack with a comedian. I did a movie with Bill Bellamy and D.L. Hughley. Oh, and yeah. And when I did that movie, I realized to never say anything. Yeah. Because, no, you can't, because comedians, you guys are so perceptive and you guys see everything. You hear everything. Mm-hmm. So I will not talk smack to you.
Oh, that's okay.
Not at all.
It's okay, Morris. You can talk smack to me. Now, the one thing that I appreciate about the franchise is how they have black men being friends and being real. How do you think, how important it is, do you think the portrayal of friendships and relationships between black men is portrayed on TV?
I think it was very important for our movie. Just for the, because listen, there's life that happens, there's drama that happens, and you know, you're friends with somebody long enough, there's bound to be some type of disagreements and arguments and all that type of situation. However, with our film, it shows that we can overcome that. Mm-hmm. It's like no matter what your differences are, no matter what type of arguments or disagreements you get into, as a brotherhood, you can still come together and be there for your brother. So I think that's one of the things that's helped this series, you know, prevail throughout the years.
Yeah, you know, I think, yes. One of my favorite scenes is when he's going through the divorce, yeah, and you guys came over and just started sitting at the table like, we about to play cards, fool.
Come without a doubt, yes.
And play cards. That just made my heart. But I'm going to tell you my favorite part.
Okay.
The way you dealt with your son.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. It was so good. Everything, because every time you would pray, I would be like, you have the wrong prayers, bro. You got the wrong prayer. Right. He was like, make God change it. Make God change it.
Right.
But when you finally said, God changed me.
Change me, right.
It was just,
right.
I bawled.
Oh,
I bawled.
Wow. Thank you. Thank
Boy,
you. Thank
I hope you.
You
get all the awards.
Thank
Seriously.
You. Thank
it's
you. That
so
was
so good.
That storyline was tough for me because it was so new. The pronouns, and there's something that really hasn't been explored too much on
especially black community.
Especially in the black community. And I was like, I was on the fence because I was like, they don't really know why my character feels the way that he feels. I mean, people can come to their own conclusions. So it was this tough storyline for me. Eric was a great actor that played my son, and the way that it was written was so beautiful. So thank you for enjoying that.
Absolutely beautiful. And I have to give you recognition. You got your Hall of Fame Walk of Fame. I think I'm saying it right. Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yes.
Star.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. So proud of you.
Thank you so much.
Look
Thank you. That's me. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
That's me. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh my God, Morris. Thank you so much for coming on my first.
Thank you for having me.
And
you.
Good.
No, thank you for having me. And you're killing it. You're killing it out here.
Oh yeah. I'm
Congratulations.
Gonna ask you that. Okay. Am I doing good?
You're doing great.
Good?
You're killing it. You're killing it. She's killing it, right? She's killing it, right? Thank you for having me so much.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.